This is KLCC News. Labor Day's holiday farm fire destroyed nearly every structure in the remote town of Blue River and cut Mackenzie Valley residents off from key services like the post office, the library, and the general market. Especially critical was the loss of the medical clinic. But as KLCC's Tiffany Eckert reports, it's not the buildings making the difference now. It's the people.
Even as the Blue River Clinic building still smoldered on September 8th, healthcare crews began mobilizing. Emergency medical technicians and a physician from Eugene took the back way on Highway 20 to enter the fire zone. They set up a makeshift triage unit and started conducting house-to-house checks.
It's like the Old West out here.
That's Kelly Davis, a community healthcare worker with Orchid Health Mackenzie River Clinic. She lives at Mackenzie Bridge.
This changed my life. Working in a disaster area, all the first responders and the boots on ground, you know, no communication, no internet, no nothing.
A lot of folks may not know that the Mackenzie River Clinic is the oldest rural health clinic in the state. According to the Oregon Office of Rural Health, it was federally certified in 1978. Since then, the freestanding clinic has continued to serve patients through the snowpocalypse 2 winters ago, a global pandemic, and the devastating holiday farm fire. Dr. Tia Cloak is the family nurse practitioner.
If you could describe, where are we?
We are at our temporary clinic location that we have set up at the quilt shop up in Rainbow, so that we've got a location where I can actually physically see patients in person.
That's right. She said quilt shop. In this makeshift health clinic, there are spools of colorful thread and bolts of quilting fabric amidst topical medicines and examination equipment.
The whole COVID situation made it nearly impossible to order supplies to start with. We backordered, and so everything we have right now is donated supplies.
Cloak says since the fire, people have gotten word of the temporary clinic operation and show up in the parking lot of the quilt shop with their masks on, seeking care.
I have a handheld otoscope. I've got my stethoscope. We've been able to do some things like injections for Depo-Provera, B12, blood pressure, heart. I mean, we can do kind of a basic exam right now.
The clinic staff maintains a list of high-risk patients, and they've been doing house calls. Some are just arriving back from a wellness check.
Our community health worker has been picking up grocery items at the relief center and taking it with on those trips, or cat food, or basically whatever that person needs. And we've been trying to take it out when we get a check on them.
Never before have the healthcare needs of this community been greater. Cloak knows a nurse practitioner's job is to serve. With a doctorate in nursing practice, she says that's what she's been trained to do.
I love my patients. I love my community.
In the rubble where the Blue River Clinic building once stood, staff found a few remnants. Cloak's nurse's pin was melted into a reflex hammer.
We found the procedure room and my crash cart and the awesome procedure table that we had. And then you look out back and we're like, hey, but our picnic table survived. Our lunch spot is still there, as if nothing happened.
Cloak has been assured the clinic will be rebuilt, most likely right where it once stood in Blue River, just off Highway 126. As we speak, the property's slowly being cleared of burned out debris. This nurse says a lot of her patients worried when she lost her house and the clinic that she and her family might leave the area.
We are rebuilding our garage, trying to get a spot to park our fifth wheel, and we are not going anywhere. We are definitely staying.
A light rain has fallen since we've been inside the temporary clinic. Turning to leave, the sun peeks out, and as if on cue, a brilliant rainbow stretches over the whole of this mountain river town. A reminder of the resilience of the people who still call this place home. Reporting from Rainbow on the Mackenzie River, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.